This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi everyone. This is Paul Simpson, manager at Carlisle United, and you're listening to the Blue Army Podcast.
My name is Jamie Devitt.
My name is Maddie Robson.
My name is Chris Phillips.
My name is Paul Anderson.
My name is Mark Boyd.
Hello. My name is Derek Combs.
My name's Toby Show Silva.
My name's Greg Abbott, and you're listening to the Blue Army Podcast. Enjoy.
It's just because your computer's called Cockermouth Astro.
Oh.
So I was used by club.
Oh, right, okay. You lent your Zoom to someone?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay, fair. Because I was like, what? How's someone got hold of this link? This would be weird if I was like, hello, I'm trying to have a meeting about booking a court. I wasn't sure what was going on.
About booking a court?
Yeah, and I'm for AstroTurf, sorry. I guess.
Oh, right.
I don't know. Anyway, talking about trying to like book things, we're not getting any further in the charity match yet, unfortunately. We still haven't got a venue or a date or anything, because we're starting to get messages and questions and things like that, so I just wanted to sort of say something at the top of the show. We haven't really got any updates, unfortunately. We're chasing things down, and we'll get some answers, hopefully, next week or the week after. That's sort of the update I've got. I've been trying to do some like jogging and stuff, and trying to get my sort of fitness up a little bit, and like my knee just keeps swelling up. So I think the answer to that is to maybe do some swimming. I don't know, instead, and that'll take
swimming's good.
Yeah, take the load off my knee or something. I mean, like, have you guys done much in ways of like preparation yet?
I've got no footwear, so haven't done anything.
No, you just bought a football. No. You became into
got a football. I know, yeah.
You sell a football. Football, no, football. Just need just something to kick it with now.
Just been kicking it about me, flattening my socks.
Well, that's how Pele used to do it, I'm sure. Max, have you, you've got your goalie gloves. Have you been able to dive about a bit yet?
Yeah, so yeah, we've gone for a kick about in my pals. All of them are meant to be playing in the game. So yeah, it was nice to get back on, on the grass.
Yeah. Any good?
Yeah, good, yeah.
Yeah, any tips? Fun. Anyone to look out for?
Well, I don't want to give anything away. Cause I don't know who's listening, do I?
don't know if
the last stitch are listening.
That's it. We'll keep the cards close to the chest. We'll kick things off properly, lads. Here we go. Alright, matters. How's it going? And welcome back to the Blue Army Podcast. This is, of course, episode 149, and I am absolutely buzzing to be joined by 2/3 of the Cumbrian Brain Trust this week. That's right, I am joined by Max and Cockermouth Astro Wills. How are we doing? Okay, you've been busy. I mean, it's been ups and downs this week. Obviously,
yeah,
like
pretty busy.
After Burton and stuff, it's been ups and downs. So we'll see how things go. We'll see how things go. But we got traditions around this time of the show, right at the start of the show, and it's always good to kick things off with a laugh and a joke, and that can mean it's time for one thing and one thing only. It's time for the Blue Army Podcast Joke of the Week. It's the Blue Army Podcast Joke of the Week. Right, lads, here we go. Why can't Cinderella play football?
Because she something something ball.
Well, because he keeps running away from the ball. That's right. I mean, you know, as I said it out loud, I don't know if I've already said it before. I hope we haven't had one of those.
Oh, right.
Too fair. I've done a twofer, maybe. Maybe I have. I don't know. It's an old joke. But it's time for the saviour of the joke of the week. A bit of consistency. And, you know, we've noticed we haven't got the old Liam around here, or the young Liam around here, as I should say. So, Will, you're doing all the heavy lifting on your own in the part of the show where we all get to find out what's been happening here. What's been happening there? In the league. One roundup with Wills. What have you got for us, Wills?
Now, I mean, there isn't really anything. No managerial changes, no kind of big Reading protest type news. There has been charges and, you know, fines to Wigan and Bolton after the mass brawl that happened at the end of their game on the 27th of February.
Right, yeah.
Was that between the two fans or the players?
It was between the players. And just, I mean, it was a last minute goal for Wigan. Second time this season they've beat Bolton, and you know it's a local derby, a little bit fiery, and things are kind of bubbled over at the end of it. So yeah, both teams have been charged. Other than that, just have a look at the table. It looks like Portsmouth are still kind of like marching onwards. I mean, that top of the table's kind of taking shape now.
Yeah,
down to Stevenage in sixth. You've then got a 3-point gap, and then 1 point below about Lincoln in 10th. You're probably kind of outside of that promotion shakeup. So it looks like we've now reached a point where I would say the top 10 are the ones in the promotion race.
Yeah, Portsmouth 7 points ahead.
Yeah, can't really see
Derby. Bolton up there, 69 points, and Derby on 69 points. Like,
so you can't really see Portsmouth not getting automatic promotion from this, you know, from this point. Not necessarily that it's a guarantee. There's only two places, but you know, they've got a big cushion. They've only lost four games all season.
It'll probably be sort of
to lose, and
about time, won't it?
Yeah, and you know, I'm not going to focus really on the bottom end of the table, because that's kind of, you know, we know all about what's happening there. Fleetwood did pick up a win at the weekend,
mm-hmm. And Chapman got a draw as well, didn't they?
Yeah, so Port Vale, another defeat for them, so they're kind of like still in the relegation spots. But then you kind of look around Shrewsbury, Cambridge, these teams that have been, you know, around here for a bit without actually dropping in. Cambridge have lost four in a row following their convincing win over us. Charlton are, you know, unbeaten in five, although they've only picked up one win in that, four draws. And then I would say the point at which the relegation scrap ends probably goes up as far as Wickham, perhaps. Then above that, you've got like Wigan with a 10-point cushion and lots of teams below them. So, yeah, it's that time of the season now. It's difficult. I mean, there's not that much going on in terms of like big signings or changes of managers. You know, we're now at that time of the season where it's just all eyes on the prize at the start of May. And I say, like, you know, you hope to not be in the relegation zone come then. I guess we'll talk about whether we've got any hope whatsoever.
I would probably say after that game at the weekend, I think even the most sort of enthusiastic, maybe you could say, Carlisle fans, I think they lost the hope after the Wigan game.
Trying to like look through, thinking, you know, what sort of situations might get us out of, you know, might get us out of trouble. And it's, I mean, like, what can happen that can turn over to like a 15 point deficit, with especially the goal difference that we've got. It's up, you know, up from us. Fleetwood Town, Port Vale and Cheltenham are all still in the battle, but we're kind of looking like the gone team, aren't we? But that's kind of getting away from the League One roundup and get, but it's, you know, talk about relegation, it's difficult to kind of like avoid the one team that's cut adrift down there.
Yeah, it's hard. Is that everything you've got for us this week?
Yeah, nothing big this week.
Well, mate, you've done a really good job of holding it up all on your own. Thank you very much. Because we all got to find out what's been happening here. What's been happening there in the League One Roundup with just AstroTurf Wills this week. I'm not letting that one go, man. You're a cock-a-mouth Astro for most of the show. Sounds like an anime character. I don't know. But we'll move on. We'll move on to one of the most popular segments on the Blue Army podcast. But as always, I always have to open with an apology, because Max, I'm really sorry. It's the one time I just couldn't think of a rhyme. It's Max's million pound idea. Go on, Max.
Thank you very much. So this week I'm going a bit rogue, actually, because I had some sort of pre-prepared sort of entries from listeners and followers. But when I was sitting here before, you know, coming onto Zoom now, I had a quick idea and I thought it was quite interesting. So I'll see what you two think of it. But basically, I don't know if you remember the Sky Sports Fan Zone from about 10, 15 years ago. When there was a big match in the Premier League, I think it normally was, they used to get two opposition fans to basically watch the game live, and they'd sort of film them, and you could basically watch their both reactions to it. I think one I remember was North London Derby, where you had an Arsenal fan and a Spurs fan, and it was like 4-4 or something.
Yeah, it was one of them things at the start of, like, you know, when digital was just becoming a thing. So, you know, TV companies were looking at ways to use it. Because do you remember Player Cam, where you could just kind of just follow a single player?
But basically, the idea was to basically, because I've been thinking what more they could do with their YouTube channel. And I thought it might be quite a fun idea to, you know, especially for big games like last season, for example, when we played Bradford. And then, you know, you could have done it with the Wembley game as well. You could sort of have a similar sort of thing on YouTube. And you'd probably have to sort of do a bit of a collaboration with the other team's YouTube as well. But I thought it'd be pretty fun, like funny thing, really. I'd quite like to do it, to be honest.
There'd be a queue of people queuing up to be able to do something like that. Like,
I mean, you know, we've got a Talk Sport Fans Network, so, you know, we've theoretically got links to podcasts for fans of all the other clubs.
That's true. You know, there's a lot of you know, other clubs on the Talk Sport Fan Network that are available at the click of a button.
I mean, yeah, we could just sort of do our own one, couldn't we? I suppose.
I mean, yeah, I guess so. You know, we just, like, everyone on the TalkSport Fan Network doesn't have a YouTube for some reason. It's like, it's part of it.
Yeah.
It's not part of your agreement with them. You can have a YouTube. They just want to encourage people towards their platform because it's...
Right.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing. So they don't put your podcast on YouTube, whereas a lot of other sort of, like, places would, if you were paying for it yourself anyway, they would also put it on YouTube for you. But there's nothing stopping us from, like, putting these little Zoom things out in the future.
I mean, just something like that, you know. Obviously Arsenal fan, like, there's a lot of popular things that sort of are based around filming fans' reactions to games.
Imagine like the FA Cup aspect of it, pulling a big team in the FA Cup and you're like sitting there buzzing because you're going to get like Red Men TV or something.
There's good like, potential things. Yeah, Mark Coleridge. Like probably the perfect example of that kind of thing.
Can you imagine a country and Mark Goldridge?
lots of Liam, isn't it?
I mean, at the moment, mostly doom and gloom.
He's doing his bit, he chips away, he still gets his numbers, bless him. Like, it's difficult when the team's losing, like, definitely. Obviously, we miss you, Liam. I like it. Like I said, though, it'd be quite easy to organise. It's just like, we got the network, like Will said, so it'd be quite easy to organise stuff like that. It's just a case, I think, like, you need rights to cover the match.
I'm
pretty sure BBC pay for the rights to cover the match, and that's why, like, they're doing to do it.
I can imagine there's, like, red tape and stuff involved, but, yeah, fun idea, I thought.
Well, most definitely. I'm sure you can strike a deal. I'm sure it'd be like, at the end of the day, it'd be more money for the Football League.
Yeah.
If TalkSport wanted to do that as a full fan network. They could have a YouTube channel. It's just like fan network where it could be like people just doing stuff like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a good idea.
I'll email it over to the CEO. No, that was a really good idea. Thanks, Max. That was a really good idea. Improvised, so you've still got a stack full of listeners' ideas coming up. So obviously, come back next week for another fantastic £1 million idea. But Max, I have to apologise because it's the one time I couldn't think of a rhyme. It's Max's £1 million idea. Get it! Oh, man, we're buzzing, boys. We're flying through it. We're doing great. And there's something that's going to be a fantastic time for the fans of Carlisle United is Retro Kit Day. That's right. There's going to be a Retro Kit Day on April the 1st. That game is Carlisle United's third last home game of the season, and it's against Lincoln. Lads, what shirt are you going to wear on Retro Shirt Day? What are you going to pull out your collection, Will?
I think I might wear that Lecoq Sportif toothpaste kit with this, the swoosh one.
The swoosh.
It's been a favourite of mine.
It is. I'm pretty sure you nominated that for best kit of all time at some point. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was your home kit for that one. What about you, Max? What are you going to wear for Retro Kit Day?
Well, all the old kits I had were the ones that I had when I was like a young lad, so none of them fit me, so I don't really have any kits.
You're gonna have to get on eBay.
Like, the thing is, when I've looked on eBay and all the like nice ones are always like £100 or something ridiculous, and they're all like XXXL.
Well,
it's quite hard to find a good one.
We might have to borrow one off Will, maybe. So maybe he might lend you one. You might have to wear a hoodie or something, though. Over the top,
I'll have to wear something,
You've got to protect it. You've got to protect it. Right, lads. I mean, like I said, April the 1st is Retro Kit Day. So we hope to see you all down there wearing your retro kits. I think I'm going to wear my deck chair, probably. Or if not,
of course.
Although, I still like the black down. How far?
That's the one you wore at Wembley, isn't it?
Yeah, the one I wore at Wembley was the black away kit.
Yeah,
I do like it. I really do like it. I think it's a really nice shirt.
There'll be a lot of deck chairs, won't there?
Oh, there'll be loads.
Think it's the best kit we've ever had. It's one of the best kits I've ever seen. To be honest, I love it.
Which one's your best? Which one's your? Is it the one with the gold from 1995, or the one, the Lecoq Sportif one? That's white and red.
Oh, I don't know. It's a hard one.
Yeah.
When I do like the 2007 one. Was it? Because that's when I started, properly following Carlisle. But I do love the 95-96 one.
Yeah, it's lovely. Like, it is lovely.
Was it the Conway sponsor?
Yeah.
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 Very nice.
What about you, Will? Which one would you go for, the newer one or the older one?
Which deck chair?
Yeah,
I've got the newer one, the Lecoq Sportif one, but quite like the older one.
There's not loads of them out there.
I don't think we wore it all that often because wasn't it our third kit?
Homer said he was going to give me his because he hated the deck chair kit.
That's the kit that I sort of think about when I think of Carlisle United. It's iconic, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta love the deck chair. I don't think, because after this season, I think the fruit salad would have gone down and in more in history if it didn't have this like postseason sort of like
yeah.
over it. Unfortunately,
I like the home one as well. But...
Yeah, and the home one's sure nice as well. But when you have
a bad
season,
knock it
these
out
kids
the park
disappear.
Next. Yeah, I mean like
sold
twice.
Really well, obviously, yeah, I mean, so like, they'll be around.
Twice we've resurrected the 1974 style one, and both times we've had a bad season when we've got it, which is kind of like, you know, it has kind of taken the shine off them kits. I don't know if we'll do it again. I'm sure we will have one like that again at some point in the future.
Yeah, we'll see how the next ones go with these American owners. See if it goes skin tight or something on the next one. I don't know. See.
Well, like Nigeria in the World Cup when they got told they weren't allowed it.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah, something crazy like that. So in other news, I want to say happy retirement to Colin the Kitman. Colin the Kitman, a bit of a prankster, a bit of a joker. I'll tell you a story about Colin the Kitman and Mick Kelly. This one time when I was chefing at Carlisle United, I dropped some food off in the kitchen, grabbed myself a coffee, and I was making my way back towards the kitchen when Colin called me over to give him a hand with something further down the corridor. Now, I normally don't go further down the corridor, lads, because that's where the changing room is. And as I walked further down the corridor, Colin was mimicking, you know, looking like he was about to bend over and pick something up. So I turned around the corner and Mick Kelly was there, stark bollock naked. Hey!
And that's a great Colin the Kitman story.
Great Colin the Kitman story. You know, he's just absolutely just messing around. There we go. So, you know, got to see Mick Kelly. as you've already mentioned, lads, The Great Escape is definitely looking a bit impossible. And the bookmakers have came out today and said it's actually going to be 1,000-1. Boys, it's a bit cheeky, but can we all put a pound on it?
I mean, 1,000-1, you kind of want to, you know, even if it's just, you know, to spend at the party to celebrate The Great Escape. We had like, you know, if we had like a grand each.
That'd be mental, right?
Yeah, that'd be a good party.
That'd be a good party. That'd be a hell of a party. And you'd all be invited, obviously. it'd probably be a yellow jacket. They're not a sponsor or anything, but I'll give them a quick little plug there.
They are interested in sponsoring, by the way. That's a little thing to look out for.
Yeah, we'll have a little look. We'll have a little reach out, and we'll have a conversation. But lads, in the last little bit of news, Sam Hetherington has scored his first goal of senior football for Workington Reds in their 3-1 victory that took place this past weekend against FC United. So congratulations to him, lads. It's about time we got round to playing a game. But before we do, we have to have a few words from a couple of our sponsors.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
All right, lads, it's time to play everybody's second favourite game. That's right, boys, it's time to play True Blue or Not a Blue. That's right, boys. Now, I'm bringing FIFA higher or lower back next week for episode 150. I didn't want to do anything too special for episode 150. I don't think it's a crazy monument. I think 200 is a big occasion. I don't think 150 is. So we know that's the thing that I'll do for 150, the special thing. We'll bring back FIFA higher or lower for that one. The game with the longest name, but we'll say it next week because this week, lads, we're playing True Blue or Not a Blue. And because Will's back, it's time to go a little bit further back, because last week, Wills, we played a very Kwasoon, very early edition. It was 1989, yeah. I think. It was a really early one.
It was, I mean, it just happened to be the season that I first played Champ Man. So, yeah. I mean, a season either side of that, I probably wouldn't have done so well. But yeah.
Well, this time Champ Man wasn't around, I'm afraid, because it's 1983. And we'll kick things off with the first name. Lads, do you think it's a blue or not a blue? Andy Hill.
I knew an Andy Hill. he didn't play for Carl, I don't know. sounds kind of believable, but I don't know, Max. He's getting quite good at just making up believable names. It's almost like a 50-50, isn't it?
It is. I mean, my only tactic is, do I get that feeling that it is, and that means nothing. So,
I feel like it's a blue.
Yeah, we'll go true blue.
We're going true blue on Andy Hill. And he is a true blue. Well done, lads. You're off to a solid start.
Knew
congratulations.
It.
Well done, well done. And the next person on the list is Tony Coughlin.
No. Doesn't sound right.
Yeah, no, didn't he? Didn't he kind of like recently die? I mean, like,
wasn't that Stan Bowles?
Not that recently, but yeah, in like, if it's the guy I'm thinking of, I've not heard of him, but he did kind of like recently die, and then obviously that was kind of like local news.
That's good enough for me, Wills. Yeah.
I'm going to say true blue. Yeah,
going with a true blue, lads. You're wrong, I'm afraid. There was a Coughlin, you're right, there was a Coughlin, but it wasn't Tony Coughlin, it was Andy Coughlin, I'm afraid. Sorry about that, lads. So move on to the next one on the list. The 50-50 so far. 1 point on the board. Alan Shoulder for another point. Alan Shoulder.
Right, Max, this is what I think's going to happen. He's got Alan Shoulder, and then he's going to have another one called...
Yeah, Andy Shoulder.
A Bernie knee or something.
Oh, right.
Bernie ankle or something.
Is that where you think it's going?
What do you think, Max?
Well, I think shoulder is not that's less of a believable surname than knee somehow in my brain.
Okay, not a blue, yeah?
Not a blue, yeah.
It's a not a blue for Alan Shoulder. He is a blue, I'm afraid, lads. Oh, Alan Shoulder God was a blue. Sake. Unlucky boys. The next name on the list is, let's see if Will was right. The next name on the list is Graham Bell.
I mean, it is a bodyguard.
Oh,
I mean, it's a very standard name.
Yeah, it's just a normal name.
No, but he's so like... good at coming up with normal names now.
It's my new skill.
I feel like saying blue.
Blue, yeah, true blue.
Saying true blue. Well done, lads. You're 2-4. You still got, you got a chance to end things, better. Here we go. Jack Parker.
No.
No.
It's got a double K in it, which just makes it sound like not a name. And I can't explain why that is. Parker.
I didn't feel like it.
If my surname is Parker, I wouldn't call my son Jack. Not a blue.
Don't like it. No one likes Jack Parker because he wasn't a blue. That's why we don't like Jack Parker. Congratulations, lads. Well done. 3 out of 5. Ain't so bad. Well done. 3 out of 5. Ain't so bad. Something that was pretty bad, though, was Carlisle United's performance this past weekend, unfortunately. Oh, was it? Were we just outclassed by a stronger opponent? We'll go in and talk about everything in the match report right now. But before we start having a crack, I'll give you the Carlisle United starting lineup for their game, which had Lewis in goal, Ellis, Lavelle, Huntington, Mellish and Armour across a back five, with Vella, Neil and Charters in the midfield, and Armstrong and Diamond playing up front. Now, it was nice to see Paul Huntington come back into the starting lineup for the victory that happened on Tuesday night against Burton. But unfortunately, lads, it looked like it just wasn't working. I mean, what's the difference? Was the difference Burton, or was the difference our performance on the day? You were both in attendance for the game, I believe. And what about you, Will? What do you think was the difference maker?
I didn't really see enough of the Burton game to say how much of that was just us playing well. But at the weekend, it was... And I feel like if you kind of like play back my comments about any of our recent defeats, it's a lot of the same thing. Concede a goal and then sort of like heads go down and start making silly mistakes. Not for the first time, we had like a maybe 10, 15 minute spell at the start of the game where I felt quite hopeful, where I felt we were kind of being fairly attacking and quite positive. And that made me think, okay, we're starting to kind of like pick up a bit now, but that, you know, mistakes are always in us. And you know, at this time of the season, with like, you know, like we've said before, relegation just staring us down the face, you know, relegated teams, it tends to happen, doesn't it? You just kind of, the morale hits the floor because players know that they're getting relegated. I imagine some of them probably pretty much know that they might, you know, they won't be here next season. So even if you kind of say do it for pride, it's like, or, you know, or do it for just to end the season with a bit of momentum. It's kind of, how do you kind of motivate players to do that if they don't expect to be here? So, you know, it seems to happen to like most teams in our position at this time. You kind of just cross that line where it's like, nah, we're down. We're just gonna struggle now and have terrible morale, and it's you know, it's the same story as I'm sure it said almost the exact same thing after the last defeat.
No, I mean, Max, the first two goals to me, they just looked a little bit too easy. Is there just not enough like match sharpness? Are we starting to see a bit fatigue after playing on Tuesday night, do you think? What do you think the problem really was in the first half for Carlisle? Because they look to be, you know, just lacking a little bit at the back.
Yeah, I don't know. There's probably a thousand reasons, but, you know, we're just not good enough, really. I think it comes down to that. We've said it for quite a while now, but we didn't really recruit established League One players early enough, really. I mean, yeah. It's kind of just the same stuff. It's just mistakes, lack of concentration, and just we don't look. It's weird because like I thought early on in the season, I thought we looked defensively fairly sound, but something's gone wrong along the way. And
We always used to say, you know, we always used to point out that we're not getting thrashed, we're just losing games, you know, narrowly, and that gives us hope. But since the new year, you know, we've lost the ability to say that because we are getting hammered quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, though, Paul Huntington coming back into the starting lineup, he might be lacking a little bit of match sharpness, and obviously to get like two games out of him in short succession coming back from injury, he might have just been off the pace slightly, but he did get the goal, thankfully, which might be enough to see him through for another performance against Charlton. You know, who knows, because tonight, lads, there is a Cumberland Cup game, and there's a number of first team, in fact, everybody in the starting 11 to play against Whitehaven Miners tonight is actually on a full-time contract at Carlisle United. And we're going to see Manuel in there, and Finn Back's also a part of that. So going into this weekend's game against Charlton, and obviously Manuel coming back from injury, how do you see him slotting into the team at the moment? Do you see him being a part of the back, or do you see him maybe a change in formation going in to Charlton with players coming back from injury? Max, how do you think about that one? The change of formation, maybe, Manuel coming back?
Yeah, I think why not? I mean, we haven't really got anything to lose anymore. So, yeah, maybe a change of formation would do us good. Emmanuel's a bit of a weird one for me. He's pretty inconsistent. Like, what? I think the first game he played, he was like really good, and he can be really sort of frustrating to watch as well sometimes. But yeah, I think he does. You know, why not get him back in the team?
Yeah, I mean, Will, you know, there's a lot of options going into the Charlton game. Is there anything that you'd necessarily want to be swapping around?
Not particularly. What comes to mind? I'd probably start Gibson again. And I think I'm I think I would definitely play Emmanuel over, for example, back, because we're now kind of like thinking, well, Emmanuel probably going to be with us next season. You know, if we go down, he's probably going to do quite well in League Two. Finn back, well, I mean, I imagine he'll go, you know, I don't think we get him on loan again. So, you know, kind of, you know, give the game time to players in the hope that they can kind of like take us on into next season.
Would Finnback be a realistic permanent signing, do you reckon? Or I don't know what Forrest think of him.
How many years he's got.
I mean, with the injuries he's had, I don't know if they maybe feel like he's actually had the chance to prove himself yet, but he's probably kind of shown enough that if we got relegated, I can see them wanting to loan him out at League One level rather than... But, I mean, it, you know, depends also, you know, what they think his future is with Forest, because I imagine he'll be coming up to that sort of age where they make them decisions.
Yeah.
Well, lads, that's what we thought of Carlisle United's performance and what maybe they can improve on going into next week. But, Max, you've maybe got some comments from your friends and your comment section from your Instagram page, Carlisle United News, or Fans News, is it? Carlisle United.
It's just Carlisle United News.
Carlisle United News. I was right the first time.
Straight to the point.
Yeah, the one. why don't we hear what people have to say?
Yeah, so firstly, to Carlisle United USA, which I'd recommend
like
on Instagram.
Shout out to those guys. I like those
he's
guys.
A good, he's
I
a good lad.
A nice comment recently, yeah.
Yeah, I've had a few chats with him over the past season, so go and check him out. But he said, league table gave false hope on this one. Reading, even with money problems, have an incredible infrastructure and facilities. I've had the pleasure of visiting them in my uni days. On the field, they have more quality than the number of points would suggest. Anyone questioning how we lost doesn't understand the game. Started supporting the team at Wembley. And then Ryan said, League Two side.
I mean, to the point. You've got to give him it, like...
There's another to the point one as well. Another loss, no shock. So... and lastly, Paul Otway said, this is a bit it's a bit harsh really, but it says stinking that Charters look like a fish out of water.
Ooh.
and Jack Armour looked like he was playing with wellies on, so it's pretty harsh. I wouldn't necessarily agree with them, but yeah, that was, I think people do tend to sort of write in comments when they're probably a bit, passionate, a bit, you know, their emotions are running a bit high. So I think that's pretty obvious.
We appreciate them, though. We really do.
I mean, people can get their sort of opinion across, I suppose.
Yeah. I just imagine, like, if they listen to it on Wednesday, they're like, I was a bit, like, angry.
Yeah. Don't remember saying that.
Oh, yeah. but thanks very much for sending your comments. Always do that every week when you can. It's always appreciated. Lads, let's look ahead to next weekend's opponents, and it's Charlton and it's away. I mean, how do you think it's going to go? For me, it's going to be a hard-fought away victory, very similar to Burton. In fact, identical to Burton. It's going to be 1-0 to Carlisle United. That's what I'm picking, lads. And I think it's going to be... maybe Mellish. Yeah, Mellish. I'm feeling a Mellish goal in this one. A bit of a melee in the six-yard box after some kind of free-kicky scramble thing. Maybe even just like a Mellish moment. We haven't had a Mellish moment in a while. Do a scorpion kick or a bicey or something, like a volley. The Canio volley from Mellish. That'll be the one. but Wills, what's your prediction for the Charlton game?
Just entirely because it's what I want to happen. I'm going to say 2-0 for Carlisle. Goals from Armstrong and Diamond.
They need them, don't they? They need some goals.
Mm-hmm.
Max?
I'm going to go 2-2. I do think a Diamond's going to score. And I don't know who else. I'll go with... who plays in the centre mid?
Charters.
Yeah, I'll go Charters. Why not? Yeah.
Yeah, why not Charters? Charters.
Mine like went blank. I was like, I was going to say yeah. Callum Guy.
Callum Guy, Owen Moxon.
Well, Callum Guy needs to get back in the team, doesn't he? Really? He needs
yeah.
to.
I mean, Josh Vella has scored a couple recently, so.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, lads. It's been a pleasure. It really has been. But before we say goodbye, we have to play everybody's.
Guess in the player.
Yeah. Give me the only reason I actually came along today.
Guess in the player. That's the only reason they were listening.
Yeah, yeah. I'm all guess in the player.
Just fast forward to this guess bit, mate. You should see like the demographic thing. It just goes like, you know, 5 minutes at the end, big spike.
Guess in the player.
Guess in the player. It's everybody's favourite game, and how could it not be? It's an absolute fantastic game, and this time Max, you're playing the part of the clue guide as yes. I scrap it out as the away team against Will, last year's yeah. champion. You're on a bit of a resurgence, Will. You're doing okay. There was a burnout last week, unfortunately, where it ended in a bit of a 0-0 draw. The league table has not been yeah. affected since then, so momentum can be capitalized on. How do you feel, two-time championship ring winger in the future?
Yeah, I think I'm kind of hitting good at just the right time of the season, like a classic Man City. I don't know, do you know where I am in the table?
You're doing it again.
Or do you have no idea?
That's right, mate. And, you know, myself, you know, I just got to, you know, try and focus on survival. It's all about just putting your heart on your sleeve at this moment in the season and powering through, regardless of what the league table says. Max, I'm going to hand over to your very capable hands, sir, as you play the clue guide. And it's time to play guessing the player. Will, you the home team?
Excellent.
Right, so first clue. This player started his career at Heart of Midlothian, where he scored one goal in eight games.
One goal in eight games at Hearts. I don't know if he started at Hearts, but Danny Granger?
That's not right, I'm afraid.
Yep. Ooh, not right. Not right, I'm afraid. Right, I'm going to go with, just because I know he did start at Hearts, but I don't know if he did ever get a goal at Hearts. Hopefully he did. Derek Holmes?
It is Derek Holmes.
Oh!
Derek Holmes.
I hope he's listening.
Derek Holmes.
He's got a screamer.
He told me about it. Go back and listen to Derek Holmes' first appearance on the Blue Army podcast. He'll tell you the story of that screamer. He will. He'll tell you the story about when he played in the
I wasn't on about Derek Holmes. I was on about you.
Huh?
I was on about you. You've just scored a screamer by getting it first time.
Also, Derek. Well, now I want to see if, you know, if Derek.
Well, yeah,
Holmes
I'm going to have a look at it now.
Oh, you've got to watch it now. Yeah, you've got to watch it now. Oh, man. Oh, I'm buzzing for that one. Yeah, that is a screamer. 3 points,
I mean,
on the board.
Watch,
for the first
he'll
time.
Actually be top of the table now. He's not been tracking. He's not been keeping track of it. He's been saying every week, but like, oh, I'm just playing for pride. He's got to be top.
That only puts me on like seven. I'm pretty sure I was only on 4 points. I got 1 point, 1 point. 2 points and 3 points now, at least.
I think I'll go back actually and make the league table because it might be a, you know, last game of the season, you know, clash
it's
to go top.
Yeah, no, it's coming down. It's definitely coming down. It's.
I was just going to say the last clue was going to be he has a soundbite in the introduction to the podcast.
What was the other clue? Sorry.
The other clue was played 92 games for Carlisle, scoring 15.
Oh, mate. Oh, yeah. I'm buzzing, man. I'm ending on a high. Absolutely love that. Absolutely love that. Homer comes through, and Homer, we might be hearing off him in the very recent future. We were lucky enough. Me and Will, you were there, weren't you? We got to catch up with Homer a little bit after his appearance at the Carlisle United game just a couple of weeks ago. So he gave us his number, and he's more than eager to appear back on the Blue Army podcast. So I'm sure we'll be able to get Homer back on the Blue Army podcast very soon. But lads, there isn't really anything else left, is there? Apart from bye for now.
Bye for now.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.